Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with this wonderful team. I've got Tony Jorgensen with me, Marianne Adams, and our really wonderful guest I hope will appear once a month with us or something is Linda Irwin. We're so honored to have you back, Linda. We're just missing Jessica and Jaden today, but they'll be back. So we're all good. Did I miss anyone? Who did I miss?
Elizabeth. She's still out.
Elizabeth. Yes. Yeah.
Recovering from the hurricane. Yeah.
That's
she's
right. Yeah, I don't see her
doing well.
In the chat. But that's okay. It's all good. Everyone's safe and on high ground, so we can just be grateful and carry on, I think. But we've got quite a number of callers to get to today, so we won't go on too long. But we were talking about attachments just now, about energetic attachments. And when some of us work with crime groups and whatnot, it's really easy to open up that almost like an energy field where you can get pretty messed up by. And anyway, I'm babbling away here trying to explain it. But I wonder, Linda, do you have any insights on this whole phenomenon that you could enlighten us a bit?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do, because my dad was part of a ghost hunting team. And
oh, yeah.
He and his group would go into houses to get spirits to cross over. Well, one time he astrally pulled me to where he was. There was a very stubborn old man that wouldn't leave. And then I showed up in front of him in my astral form, and he started shooting very sharp ice type energy at me, and it was going through me, but I was very strong and I wouldn't back down. Even though it wasn't comfortable, I could actually feel it back in my physical body. But the main thing is you can stand strong in who you are and not back down. Even if it's uncomfortable, you won't ever be hurt physically, but you just have to stand strong against him. And he finally gave up. He knew he couldn't win, and he left the house. And then I went back to my house and woke up on the couch.
And it sounds, I know people like laugh and point and call it pseudoscience and whatnot, but when you've actually experienced these things, it isn't pseudo anymore. You've had some with that, Tony, right? You were just talking about when you work on crime and carry on.
Yeah, when I just started working on crime, and I can see things sometimes, and I get pulled into the scene, I feel. And there's some bad actors that are around, and they don't want to leave. Linda's exactly right. They want to stay. They're just waiting for somebody that's weaker, weak, so they can attach to them, I feel, and stay for a while. So I remember talking to my friend Robin that I do her hair, and she always feels a lot of people. She's a really hard working light worker. And so she taught me how to kind of block that. This has just been in the last month. She taught me how to do it, and it really works. So like Linda said, you just have to be really strong and not afraid that they're going to stay, and then they eventually leave, or you just tell them to leave. And they go away. Kind of like those cartoons. Remember when you were a kid and they had that black shadow? Isn't that crazy? I'm just thinking about that. That there would be black shadows in cartoons, and you would stand, the other cartoon character would stand up to that black shadow and it would go away. And so that's kind of what I use. But it happens a lot, I feel, that you can get attached. And it can change your mood instantly and put you in a very dark space.
You can feel those energies from the living and those who are on the other side, so it's the same kind of deal. When you get around a rotten person, you can feel that, and you don't, it's like animals, really. They're like right into it. They're like, I'm not going near you, sort of thing. And you can tell. It's the same deal, like with these, I'm just going to call them negative energies for want of a better expression, but you can feel them. And yes, you can just sort of stand up to them. Linda's dad is like the coolest guy ever. When he comes I haven't like connected with him in a while, but he used to bring the smell of coffee cake around. And I feel like I've benefited from his guidance and also your mom's and certainly yours. Holy cow. Marianne, you know what we're talking about, right? You've been around a lot of bad energy in your life. You know, you've handled very difficult people.
Yeah. I definitely know what you're talking about. I had the great opportunity of working with an incredible therapist. I tell him about this experience that I had, and I just felt like there was something around me and something living. And this was really sad. I've had that experience with somebody that has mentioned something about his demons. What are you talking about? Anyways, and then I felt something where, so when I talked to my therapist, and he said, if they've attached to you, it's because you believed in them. He said, so don't allow them, it's fear that would draw them in. He was saying, don't allow your fear to let it be over you. And so it was cool. So as soon as I decided not to give in to my fear.
I hope our listeners can hear you, Marianne. You've got, I'm not sure if it's just me, but I think you've got a bit of a sound problem. Yeah. But what Marianne was pointing out is that fear makes us weak, right? And if they're intelligent personalities, they're going to feed on that fear. You know, that sort of gives them something to, it strengthens them because it's what they want. And fear does make us weak, Wow. I just want to say hi to Sue in the chat room. Sue, thank you for joining us. So I don't know, Marianne, you may be outside right now, which is very wise, but it might be affecting your sound. But you're quite, muffled.
My headphones, I don't know. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's my headphones then. Okay.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. All righty. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. No, that was a really good point is, about fear and you don't let the fear engage you and control you. You know, it's just, it can be done. Hi, Sue. It can be done because we're all, none of us are special heroes or anything and we've all done it in our lifetimes, you can just face your fears. And who said that? You must do the thing you think you cannot do. I think it was one of the president's wives, Eleanor Roosevelt, I think. Must do the thing you think you cannot do. Yeah.
Well, who hasn't had a little bit of fear when COVID came on the scene?
Yeah.
Test for all of us.
Yeah.
And it's awful because the people that didn't survive COVID, I hope they weren't afraid, it's such an awful thing to, it's still floating around Ontario here. So I don't know about you.
Oh,
guys,
it's floating around here too.
We're just being as careful as possible. And, I guess staying healthy and actually mental health, like controlling the fear is one of the best things you can do because you don't want those levels of what they call the death hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. You don't want that backing up in your system because it's just so bad for you. But maybe we'll do a show on fear, conquering fear, because that's such a prevalent thing. Well, here we are. We have a bunch of people on the board, so should we maybe just dive right in and start taking calls, you guys? You ready?
Yeah,
sure. Sounds like right. Unless anybody had anything to add about is it COVID or the old flu virus? Could be, you never know. There's so many corkscrew shaped feenies floating around these days. You never know what's going to get you. But anyway, we're all okay at this moment. So let's stay in the moment.
Right.
And not worry. who knows? So I'm going to go to our first caller, 805. Okay, Sarah, we've got some interference on the line.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. Sorry, we've got a noise going on the line. I'm sorry about that. But could you give us your name, please?
Yes, it's Donna. I'm in California. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. We were just talking about poppies and the California state flower being a poppy.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I like poppies.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, they are a very, very lovely plant. They remind me of strength. I remember seeing one growing up through cement one time. And I thought, you know, that's a symbol or a metaphor for us. But how can we help you today, Donna? Did you have a question?
Well, I wanted to know about my finances, if they're going to be getting better, if you see any windfalls or luck or inheritance, anything like that.
If anybody wants to jump in. If not, I'll go ahead and I'll tell you, Donna, that I'm drawing a hand hanging onto a rope. And I'm saying, like, in terms of windfalls and stuff, I wouldn't hang onto a rope. But I'm also being told there's a talent you're not exploiting in your own behalf. That it's pretty, and it's like, right, it's almost like it's so close. You can't see the forest for the trees, but there's something that you are good at that you can easily monetize, and it's like you're going to slap yourself on the forehead and go, why didn't I think of this sooner? So think about what that may be, Donna. Linda or anyone want to draw in?
Yes, I'm getting blue, and I'm getting speech and presentation and media as some sort of way of drawing attention to what she could do.
Huh.
Does that make sense, Donna?
Well, I don't understand it. Like media, and what does that mean? Like, I don't understand that.
Like
I'm
being
not a
able
writer.
To put yourself out there to attract, you know, what it is you're doing. If you're doing some type of stuff for yourself that you can do for other people, if you could maybe start a podcast or a website or do some sort of public speaking somewhere where you are.
Okay.
It's about self out there, verbalizing or putting in writing.
Okay.
It feels like, excuse me for interrupting, I just wrote down service. It feels like a service you provide.
Yeah.
Oh, I did look after a blind person for about 6 years, and I look after my neighbor. It's all volunteer. I do his shopping for him, get his prescriptions. Do his laundry.
That's in demand right
so
now,
I
Donna.
Yeah, so I do service work. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to
you
charge
know what?
For that.
Yeah. Ryan used to talk to us about, like, because some of us like doing this kind of work, we feel weird charging for readings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then Ryan said it's an FEE, a fair energy exchange, and it's okay to and for your work that you're doing, it's a beautiful energy you're giving out, but hey, you can be compensated for it and not feel like, you know, a phony baloney or something. Sorry, I give it back to you guys. I apologize for jumping in there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. This is Tony, Donna, and I just wanted to ask, I see you're in the 805 area, so are you in Bear Mountain or near the mountains?
I'm in Santa Barbara, but there are mountains here in the ocean.
Oh, Santa Barbara. Yeah, you're in the mountains. So I'm just the opposite way. I'm thinking you're in the opposite. And you're in Santa Barbara. But so I got a card that says, remember who you are, take action when you are ready. So I feel that Lynn and Linda are both right on. I think it's that it's what you're doing now, but you need to charge for it, which, like Lynn said, it's really hard to do at times, but your service is so good, and you would have recommendations from the people that you're volunteering for right now that would help you. I also got that you're a storyteller, and you are really good with these two people, the one that's blind, that you are always talking to them and telling them stories or making life look full of colors for them, and maybe that's the other thing that, you know, maybe teaching part-time or something like that. But with my new pendulum that I received in the mail, it said, yes, you are going to get out of your financial mess and make more money. You just have to, like the card said, take action when you're ready to do it. So it's an open field for you. Yeah.
Okay. Could you please just ask your pendulum if I'm going to meet somebody? Because it's been such a long time. A male partner, please. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Let's see. It's stopping right now. Let's see which way it's going to go. It's saying yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean,
good,
I don't have a crystal ball, so it's not going to give me a time or when exactly or who, but, you know, it does say the energy is flowing for a yes.
Oh,
and this is Linda. I also believe after you begin to advertise who you are and what you can do for pay, that that's how you'll meet this person.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Yay.
Oh, okay. I could get on a site where, you know, like for home health care, looking after a companion type thing for someone.
Oh, yeah. It's a hot market right now. Yeah, the Nine of Wands came in for you. I'm sorry, I'm going to go to Marianne, but I just quickly pulled a card. And it's very, very, you know, it's about succeeding in the face of adversity. So you're going to succeed, and you may be feeling tired, but it's going to work for you. You succeed in the face of this adversity. So, yes, carry on.
Oh, good. That's positive.
Marianne is still, we still have to hear from Marianne.
Hi, Maria. Okay. Hi. Okay. So what I have for you is that your team is trying to help you. There's a big momentum speeding along, and they're just wanting you to remain positive because you're feeling frustrated that it's not taking that it's taking so long.
Yeah.
But they're saying that you just have to remain really positive and don't allow yourself to lose hope when your dreams are so close to coming true.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sometimes it's hard. I get it, but they're just wanting you to remain positive and allow this momentum to keep building and growing because it'll get there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look forward to. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, all of you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And I wanted to say about the blue that Linda was getting, you know, make sure you communicate what you want. And you state it in no uncertain terms, you know, speak out, even if it's just to the walls, you know, because you are heard, and ask for what you want and you'll get it, you know. You're going to be fine if you just, you know, pull that service work together. You're going to be going, why didn't I do this sooner, you know? So, very cool. Yeah, you're already doing the thing that you're doing that you're going to do. So, beautiful.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And thanks for calling in, Donna. We love hearing from you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let us know what happened, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Sunday, love. Okay, and I know this next caller is an old friend of the show. Hi, it's Kimberly.
Yes, it is.
Hi there. Georgia on my mind again. Yeah, lovely to hear from you. How can we help you? Have you got a question for today?
No question, just any general messages from spirit or the angels. No questions.
Okay. Anybody who feels like they're getting something, please jump on in. I'm currently drawing an arrow, a line with two arrow ends pointing in opposite directions. I'm also seeing when Dorothy arrives at the Scarecrow's crossroads on the yellow brick road, and he's going, some people like to go that way, and some people like to go that way. I'm seeing that scene in front of me where it's almost like you get to pick which road you're going to take. Linda, did you pick up on that too?
I'm getting that there was a time of hectic, a really frenzied time going on, and now it's time to relax and explore her options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the relaxation and clear thinking.
Yeah.
I'm getting the crossroad thing, Lynn, like you're getting.
Yeah.
In fact, the card I picked said for Kimberly, be fair in all situations and resolve your conflicts. So I think it's what road, I agree 100%, that you have to choose a road to go down, and then you, I'm sure it's with family, right? Or with a friend that you've had before, that you're going to have to choose what you want to do and resolve the conflicts that you have in order to get the rest, I think, that Linda's talking about. But
yeah.
Does that make sense at all? I don't know.
I don't know about family, but I think about maybe.
Oh, shit.
Are you there? Sorry.
I responded. Did you not hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh.
No, I was saying, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Maybe more with friends and family, because I'm not in any conflict with anybody in family, so.
Yeah, friends, maybe. Yeah, that's what, it's either friends or family, it was something.
Oh, okay.
But.
Mm-hmm. Marianne, anything coming through for you?
Let's see. So, I'm not getting anything different than what, I same thing. Like there's some kind of crossroads or something.
Yeah.
At the same time.
If you don't want to answer this, that's okay. But does this have like a romantic energy to it?
That's one of my desires, but that's not my priority. I don't have anybody in mind. But it's a desire.
Yeah. Mm. Well, then I don't know what it is, but it feels like you're pulled in two different directions. It's like strung between yes and no. And does that resonate for any particular situation you're going through?
Not really. Yes or no? Not really. Recently, I went back into teaching, but I'm in school to become a behavior analyst.
Well, not to worry. You never want to force the meaning of anything, but just if something comes up, things we're not answering, I mean, we're not offering any advice on the question, we're just we're just sort of giving you what comes in, but I feel like you're going to be down to some kind of a choice, and it doesn't feel like either, it's not like bad or good, it's just, you know, it'll take you to one journey and the other will take you to another journey, so I guess you toss a coin and figure out which side you want it to land on, and that's what you know. That's how you know.
I feel it's somebody from your past that might rear their head or picture. I don't know what, Linda. Are you feeling that too? Or
like an old flame?
I'm feeling
flame.
Feel like she's being forced to make a decision under pressure. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think whatever decision she makes, it should be from a time where she can relax and reflect and write her own list of pros and cons and balance out which is going to be the right one. Don't come from a place, don't let anyone pressure you.
Yeah.
Got it.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Good.
Fabulous. That's great, Kimberly. I hope that helps or just answers and gives you more questions. But we'll call in again and we'll talk to you again and just say happy birthday to Micah from all of us.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Great evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great Sunday. Bye-bye. All right. And now we've got a chat room question, and I'm sorry about that, Sue. I got gapped out. But Sue wants to know, in our chat room wants to know if there's anything we can pick up on her current situation and what is coming for her. I know this is making me much stronger, she says. So whatever situation this is that she's going through is making her stronger. So we'll go ahead, anyone. And so I'm going to ask you, Sue, and I'm following your words in the chat room here. Is this a family situation you're going through, like a sort of infighting within a family group? Okay. Well, what I'm picking up is like conflict, and it's like stubborn people being like nobody. Okay, here's what's coming through: is there's a Mad Magazine cartoon that there's two guys both going on a one-way bridge, and one guy's coming one way, one guy's coming the other. One guy says, "I never back up for a moron," and the other guy backs up and says, "Well, I always do." So he backs up, and this is the cartoon I'm seeing.
So I like
your,
that.
Yeah, I like that too. She said
yeah.
It's with her mom. Yeah.
Her mom. Okay, so that's a family conflict, I would say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mainly
her mom. Yeah.
It just feels like stubbornness. It's almost like one person has to, you know, sort of take one for the team and be a peacemaker, because it feels like an eternal. There's a book called The Art of Course Acting that there's a thing called the eternal parry, where two actors are constantly just going whap, whap, whap with their swords, and it just never ends. And it feels like this is just one of those things that's never going to end. You're both going to wind up with headaches, and it doesn't serve any purpose. You know, someone's got to be a peacemaker. That's my piece, and I'll pass this over to you guys.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the situation with her and her daughter, so I think you're right on, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not backing up.
This is Linda, and I'm getting something with her mom and some health issue that's causing her to act in ways that she wouldn't normally.
Well,
so, okay, we're getting the answers in the chat room, so it takes a bit of...
Okay.
Yeah.
She said yes.
Yeah.
She said yes, Linda. Yeah.
Ah.
So, yeah. That's
it's better of being patient and kind of playing along with her, because it's not coming from her personally. It's just she's confused and things are not going well for her, and she may take it out on you, Sue.
Yeah.
It's fear-based,
well,
right?
Yeah, and so I got honor animals, communicate with different species. I don't know if that resonates at all, but that's the card that I got for her. So she's heading to transitioning. We are wondering if she is heading to transitioning. So I guess she's wondering if she's going to pass. You know,
that's your mom we're talking about. Is that correct, Sue?
Yeah, her
is
mom.
Your mother?
Yep.
Okay. Because she's got a separate situation with her daughter as well.
Daughter, right. Yeah. So she knows she's ill, and she was wondering if she was going to pass.
Yeah.
So I probably don't want to answer that. It's up to you.
Marianne, pipe in here if you get anything. Don't feel shy about speaking
up. They don't tell us. At least my people don't tell us when someone is going to pass.
Right.
They usually wait till the loved ones are out of the room. You know, very often they don't.
Your mom is transitioning. Yeah, right.
She is transitioning. Yeah, it's often a good thing to just like hold their hand, because I think hearing is one of the last physical senses to go. But they can hear you in the astral as well, or the other side. But you can take their hand and tell them it's okay to go. Tell them you love them. Tell them all the good things, but just tell them it's okay to go, because very often they need permission in a weird way.
Yeah, the card I got says you're ready, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool. What deck are you using, Marianne?
Angel Answers.
Oh, look.
All of your past experiences have led to this moment. You've studied and grown spiritually. There's nothing more to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's so much between the mom, daughter, and husband, and work. It sounds like you're in how to describe it. Like it's the death of a thousand cuts. There's just everything going on. It sounds to me too, Sue, like there's a little bit of a boundary issue. Like you've got to be able to be peaceful within yourself, despite their behavior around. They may be not respecting you, going at you and stuff like that. The mom can't help it.
The daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can be firm and gentle. You can be loving and still, you know, want to put somebody straight about how they can treat you. And
she said her husband too, and I feel, you know, this is the way I deal with my husband, and I don't know how you guys deal with your partners, but women have different hormones and ways of thinking than men do, and they get really nervous when things aren't going right. At least my husband does. I should say that. And that's how he deals with stuff. So I don't think he means to be out of turn, but maybe because you're going through what you're going through, you know, with your mom, he's just nervous for you. So I think he's there for you.
This is Linda, and I'm getting a message from my husband that passed last year. He said men tend to internalize things, and it builds up in them. And sometimes they just get so much that they explode at the tiniest little thing.
Projection.
The way I put it.
No, it's all good. It's projection. Yeah. Like it's you're not the target, but you end up being the target. And he's got many surgeries coming down. So, I mean, again, it's fear-based behavior. And if you think of the energies like a binary code, there's fear and there's love, right? He's coming from fear. And you can choose to be coming from love. It's hard sometimes, you know. You just want to smack them, you know, but try to find the loving handle to it, you know.
Yeah.
We just got joined by dear Elizabeth. Welcome back, Elizabeth. Yeah, Elizabeth was in Fort Myers where that was like the one that got the worst damage from Ian, the hurricane. Holy cow. Well, welcome back. It's lovely to see you. So, Sue, what's like the question specifically? Do you want us to say what you should do? Because I mean, we can tell you, we can advise you from our own perspectives, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've all been there too, right? So,
My perspective on that is that, you know, like Linda was saying, you know, her husband, and they get to the point where they internalize everything. And sometimes you just, and it's hard to do when you're mad at them or here they are, they're appearing selfish because they're acting out and they should be helping you. But sometimes just giving them a hug. And then they melt. Yeah.
Love them anyway. Yeah.
Hug sometimes. Yeah. It works. So.
Yeah. About seeing an end to the craziness, Sue, the thing is that you have no control over other people, but you do have control over yourself, and you have complete power there. And sometimes you have to repeat the message of don't talk to me that way, don't treat me that way. And you may have to sound like a broken record, but changing your energy and the way you deal with these people will make the difference in them. You will see a change in your surrounding. Yeah, it sounds pretty easy, and it's not. It's hard, but you can do it.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So. Shall we move? I think we're going to move on. To our next caller. So we've got, I hope that helped, Sue, and you can put any other questions in there. So 646, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Miranda. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. So my question is regarding my husband, and it's regarding work. I would love your feedback. So my husband recently met a gentleman through a friend, and the friend had said, well, this guy wants to start a fund, and he's looking for somebody really with the right background to run it. And this friend was saying, you know, I know someone and he's perfect. So he introduced my husband to this guy who wants to run the fund, and they had dinner and went really well, and they spoke for 2 hours. But during the conversation, my husband learned that he's actually looking for someone, and he initiated like a recruiting company to look for someone. And my husband was like a little taken aback because he didn't think that, you know, others were in the running. He just sort of, I don't know, it was just kind of, it was a surprise to him. But and my husband said to him, well, I'm not so sure I want to put my name in the hat and go through that process at this stage in my life. You know, I just talk to our mutual friend, learn more about me, or talk to others who might know me and get a sense of who I am. You know, not to brag, but he said, I'm quite accomplished. I can send you my resume, mm-hmm. and this and that. And so I guess I'm trying to figure out whether it's worth pursuing, whether my husband should, in fact, put his name in the, or not bother, and maybe it will come back to him anyway, or I don't know. I would just love your feedback, your insight, your intuition.
Sure. I have an intuition right now, right off the bat, that I got.
Okay.
This is Tony Miranda. I got it's just a formality what they're asking him to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that it's something that he would maybe regret in the future if he didn't just put it in his name in the hat. These days they're, you know, they have to go through HR and stuff like that when they're starting a new.
Yeah,
I think it's just a formality, but I don't think he should not do it. I mean, that's just what I got. But
yeah, it's just really time consuming, and he's been down this path before, and he was so close, and at the end, with another opportunity, they chose someone else, and it was, you know, disappointing. And
it
feels like he shouldn't have to prove himself. It's out there, his reputation and the his accomplishments. So but and who was this who just spoke? I didn't catch
it. It was
name.
Tony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
I feel
okay.
The person okay. that introduced him, I think that person listens to. You know, your husband's background. I think he's listening to the other person. Like I said, I think what I got was just it's a formality, and it's not going to be as much of a hassle as he thinks. So
okay.
It could just, it could
Thank
be
you.
Short.
Love to hear everyone
You're
else's
welcome.
Feedback.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Linda, and what I'm getting is that there's a little bit of blocked energy there with your husband. That he's worried about this formality to the point that he could send some negative vibe without even realizing it. He needs to know that he's secure who he is and what is available to him out there. He needs to come from a place of it either happens or it doesn't. If it doesn't, I'm still okay. There's always something out there for him. So he just needs to relax. And that relaxation and peace of mind will cause a more positive outcome in this particular situation.
Yeah, he usually has that kind of perspective. We're both quite spiritual, and at the end, you know, whatever happens for a reason, I guess. But I appreciate that, because he's sort of on the fence. He hasn't really said one way or the other whether he'll go through the process or not. At the end, he sort of left it open-ended. But, so... Anybody else? Thank you, Linda.
I'm getting some what I call duck-billed platitudes, but anyway, they're coming in for you. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take is coming in, and these are all, you know, these things that you put on posters and beside the garbage pails and stuff like that. But I'm also hearing a very old-fashioned one, cat that sits on a hot stove lid. We'll never sit on a hot stove lid again, but she'll never sit on a cold one either. And I feel like his fear of having to go through the same old BS again is what's kind of, you know. And I really, what Linda said, you know, if you can find a way to get him to relax with this whole thing, give it a shot, you know. It's 100% sure it'll be a no if you don't give it a shot. And as you say, it's not going to, you know, it'll be okay. And I got the same thing, you know, like just, you know, put it in and don't, like, let go of the outcome, you know.
Right.
And don't get attached to the outcome. But, he'll feel worse if he doesn't. I got the same thing I think Tony was saying, Matt. He's going to feel worse if he doesn't. So, and Yeah, just oosa. Ryan used to say, go hug a tree and go oosa. So get him to do that, you know. Anyway, is he like, does he have any things like he enjoys doing? Like, does he play video games ever?
No, he's not into that. He doesn't have the time.
Whatever hobbies. Well, maybe he would love to read. Do something like
that. He reads a lot.
Yeah.
He reads a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Whatever takes him to his happy place, you know, get him, just encourage him to do that because it's, you know, it's going to be okay, right? It's, he'll be like, what was I worried about? There's Marianne. Yeah. Are you picking up anything, Marianne?
So what I've got on here is that in order for it to be a happy outcome, there's going to have to be some kind of compromise. So he needs to allow himself to become clear about what he truly wants, about what's truly important to him.
Yeah.
And then be open to changing his position. And then work towards an agreement where everyone wins. And so it's just in order to cooperation, which would allow you to get the best outcome possible.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Did we get everybody?
I think so, yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Did anyone have anything to add? It's pretty much like... give it a go.
No, music.
Music.
This is Linda. I'm getting that music will help him a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good. I'll pass that on.
Changes the vibrational spectrum will allow him to relax about what he's going to do and what the outcome might be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, let us know what happens, Miranda.
Yeah. Do you have time for one question regarding astral travel?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, because
I'm happy to help you.
Show.
In fact, I believe you do it.
Yeah.
Miranda, I know you do it.
I feel like I do it, but I don't remember and I can't consciously do it. And I recall you guys talking about it on the last show. And I said, how come I can't do it? I've tried in the past and I was really, really into it back when I was in college. I tried so many times, didn't succeed. And again, after hearing your show, I tried a couple of times and I couldn't do it. I was like, I know I do it. How come I can't consciously do it? And I was calm about it. I wasn't like, oh, you know, like putting pressure on myself. But it just didn't happen, so I would appreciate any suggestions.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm getting a message from my dad reminding me about what he used to do when he was practicing. He didn't even realize he was a guide in the astral realm. He was trying to learn how to astral project. And he told me one time, one of these nights, you're going to see me go by in my BVDs. I guess the best way for you to know for sure is to... intentionally send yourself to someone that you know that's a spiritual like you are. And then see if they say anything. See if they go, you know what, I had a crazy dream about you last night. And it won't be a dream. Try to concentrate on someone and then agree that you'll ask them if they ever had any dreams about you recently. And they just might have, and then you'll know for sure that you're doing it.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
The thing I know when I've traveled, sometimes I've forgotten and sometimes I remember, but I'll wake up really, really tired. Do you ever have nights like that? Like you were out partying all night? Yeah. I've been drawn into parties with like seances is what I think they are, but with traveling with other people or with my ancestors or my grandmother or just on a journey and I wake up so tired, like I've flown all over, you know, the world.
That happens
and I know
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are definitely going out. It took me a long time to figure out that's what it was. So I just, before I go to sleep now, I just, you know, talk to the powers that may be and ask them to help me remember where I go.
Yeah.
It started helping me to remember.
Okay.
Because I would talk to Marianne about this all the time, and I think Lynn sometimes, I would say, oh, my gosh, I've been up all week, You know, I think I was partying with my grandmother, or they were all sitting around playing cards and I was there, and it just started happening for me. And I used to, I've been traveling for a long time too, probably like you, Miranda. So it will come. It will.
Okay.
Just like
okay.
you have to ask for it, like what Linda and Lynn says. So, or ask another person. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It's cool. You'll love it.
Yeah. There's a very obscure book called Beyond the Tenth by a guy called Lobsang Rampa. You can find it on PDF Drive, pdfdrive.com. Has it, and you might be able to find it at a place like Thrift Books or something. But he has sort of an instruction of how to astral project, and it's the most amazing thing to develop. Really, do you keep a journal? Yeah, do you keep a journal about dreams and whatnot?
I don't. I used to when I was like I said, I was like so into this. And I even had the, what was his name, Llewellyn or something. There was like, he also had a lot of material on astral projection. And I read all of that and, you know, went step by step and did it and didn't have any success doing it consciously. But I don't keep a journal. Perhaps I should.
It's hard to, sometimes if you're sleeping with another person, it's hard to... you almost need that privacy. If you have like a place you can lie down where you're alone, and
I do.
It's almost like don't try too hard. It's more like receive the experience than trying to force the experience. When you can recall them. And I remember just that time I wrote to Linda the morning after, and I wrote, where were you last night? She just said, she and her parents had taken me on this amazing experience. And I wasn't trying to astral project. It was really something. And you can tell the difference between just, you know, dreaming and actually being there.
Sounds amazing.
Me too, from being there. So it's like, and I feel like we are just like teeny little beings peeking through the keyhole of this massive, you know, it's infinite almost. So we see just the tiniest little bit of what's out there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But give it a try. If you could find Lobsang Rampa's book and get too mad at him for his old school misogyny. I don't think he hates women, but he's got those sort of rude ways of expressing power and stuff like that. But I just ignore that because the info is really, really good. And he was wheelchair bound, and yet he just flew over all. He just traveled all around the world just in his spiritual body. Yeah. So you know you can do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marianne, did you want to add anything to that? You're like the guy in the back row there. Just, hey.
Well, you know, I don't know if you're into the channeling, Eric, but that's when remote viewing is. That's the latest video that just came out from the channeling Eric team. So.
Right. Did you? If you're able to join that group, you can read these things. Yeah. Have you heard of Eric Meduse?
No.
Elisa, sorry. Yeah, go to, if you're on Facebook, go to Channeling Eric. And I'm actually one of the admins in the group, so I'll put you through and you can read all these things. Because Elisa puts out videos where they describe different, they go all kinds of topics. And it's really cool.
Oh.
It's...
And
Eric
with a K. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, R-I-K. Yes, I have seen that.
Mm-hmm. Channeling Eric. Yeah, and there's a lot of good info there and some really good folks in the community too. So, yeah, it's very good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so very much.
You're so welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Let us know how it goes, Miranda.
Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to move on to 415. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today? Excuse my paper rattling.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a couple months since I called in. I have been moving around and doing pet sitting, and it was good for the time, and I got to know different parts of the area. So now I'm looking to settle in for the winter. Mm-hmm. And so anything about more permanent employment and a place to live.
Hmm. Is the pet sitting?
I'm seeing open area myself. This is Linda. I'm seeing an open area. There's a lot of grass, trees, and I'm feeling like that would be peaceful and resonant with you.
I'm up in western Colorado right now, and it's very beautiful. With the
I was born in Colorado.
Very beautiful now.
Yeah, keep the peace and the beauty around you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I'm getting the word curly, Anne. Does that mean anything to you?
Curly? No.
Curly,
no,
I don't.
Definitely.
What's that? Your hair is what?
You said not. Not, I was making a joke. Not my hair.
Oh, it's not your hair. Wow, I don't know what it is. It feels like a nickname of somebody.
Huh.
I don't know what it means. I wrote down curly, and then it took the line. This line just pulled away, and it. So you're pet sitting.
Maybe the dog curly.
I'm thinking it's a dog. It's a particular dog. But is the pet sitting doing it for you? Like it feels like that's something you should
expand on. I wasn't ready to settle in, and I wanted to see new places and all around New Mexico and Colorado. And, yeah, it's been great. It was a great summer. And,
yeah.
And now I'm, okay, now I'm ready. I kind of got that not out of my system in a bad way, you know, but I'm ready for the next.
Totally. And that's the open spaces that Linda was describing. Get yourself a little doggy daycare thing going on and you'll be fine, you know?
Are you
There's
in
a huge demand for
that
pets.
That would be one thing. Yeah, that would be a side thing. That's not my main thing.
Yeah. Yeah, as
what
Linda
I'm saying is rural areas have a high demand for that type of work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you in western Colorado? Is that where you are?
Yeah, Delta County.
Yeah, I think there's a high. Yeah, I've lived around that area for a long time. Yeah, I think I got the Archangel Christiel. Is that how you say her name? Christiel. And it says connect with unicorns and receive the white ascension flame. So I think it's meaning that you're in the right place. Delta is, you like snow, correct? Because it's a good winter there.
Yeah,
I'm
probably heading back south for the winter, but more closer to in New Mexico. But I mean, I can handle snow as long as it's a little sunshine. When it's dreary, gloomy, and snow, it's not a good combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I also see the wide open spaces and think, you know, your plan is probably going to be easy to put in place wherever you go in any of those places that you mentioned. I think, I see green light. The pet thing is huge right now. Also, like anything to do with babysitting or taking care of older folks or taking care of animals. I think you're in the right space. My friend does that for a living in Monrovia, California, and makes a buku bucks every month, supporting herself in California. So out of her house, and she also walks them, and I think she brings in close to like $7,000 a month in just pet walking.
Wow.
There you go. That's pretty good.
If you have, if you have references like you do, she just opened a website and put it on Facebook, and she's got so much business she can't even, you know, I would get references from whoever you've been working for or setting for, and that's what they look at. So I think green light. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to know if your first client is a curly-haired dog.
I know.
Whatever. The only word curly I can think of is from the Three Stooges, right? And it's like...
Me too. That's what I keep thinking of. Is she going to meet a man with curly hair, bald on the top and curly hair on the side?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, curly, I just give what comes through, right? Curly. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's funny. Marianne, did you pick up anything here?
Yeah. So what I got is that what you're wanting is going to occur very soon. So you won't have to wait much longer. So just stay optimistic and continue on your current path and be open to receiving.
Mm.
So there you go.
Curly-haired boyfriend.
Very direct.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's wonderful.
That's awesome.
I hope that helps, Anne. You should go with what you know, as they say, and I think you're going to do really well.
Yeah, you have to let us know, Anne, what happens with the curly, because I'm not going to forget this now until we know.
The only other thing I can think is a dog friend of mine whose name was Curly. She just died about 2 months ago, I guess. So she might be connecting. I don't know. She was one of the coolest dogs I ever knew. A little warrior dog, you know. So it could be Curly coming through. But it'd be neat if you get like a poodle or a golden doodle or something as your first client. And there's Curly. So, cool. Who knows? Yeah, never know. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Anne. I hope we hear again from you and see what's going on.
Thank
you. Yeah. Just go for it. I can't see you failing at this. You know, that's wonderful.
Great.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Happy Sunday. Okay, let's go to 303. 303, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
No, I don't have anything to say.
Oh, all righty. Okay, no, that's fine. I'll just pop you onto mute. That was our last caller, folks, so that's pretty good. We've got about half an hour left in the show, so if anyone wants to call in, it's 646-564-9868. There's a couple
I have
of...
a question.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Okay. So, Linda, I know what Lynn's going to tell me, but I want you to please tell me, too, what you feel. So I have a chance. So I have a dog right now, Ralphie, that you heard earlier. And he's a rescue, and he's a tripod. And, I really felt the connection to him before I even got him. So now the rescue. And so me, I tend to rescue everything. My husband and I, we have four cats that we've rescued, and now a Japanese Chin, which is my favorite dog in the whole wide world, needs a home, and she's 8 months old. And it's funny that you came up with Curly, because she was living in a home. This couple's daughter gave it to her as a present, to them as a present, but the golden doodle doesn't like the Japanese Chin and almost tried to kill the poor little pup. So they're wanting me to take her. So my husband immediately said no, but I never listen to anything he says, unfortunately. But, so I'm kind of trying to figure out how I'm going to get this dog in my house. Should I pursue the dog? Am I not doing the right thing for the animal? I don't know, because I don't want my selfishness wanting a Japanese Chin to interfere in this dog's, life. So. Do you guys feel anything about that?
This is Linda. I've got a feeling this dog is actually a reincarnation of a pet you loved once.
Oh, right. I do too. Thank you.
And yeah, sometimes we can't keep those pets. Sometimes they're meant to come back into our lives briefly just to let us know that they're okay and we'll just keep on going.
Yeah.
If you aren't not comfortable, if it's causing conflict, as much as you love this pet, you may have to find another good home for it.
Okay.
But just know that there is that past connection.
Yeah, I bet it's this dog that I always thought about when I was a teenager. I named her Cannabis, so you can tell why I probably had to let her go. I lived in an apartment, and I couldn't afford it, and I never got over it. Never got over Cannabis. And I feel that this dog kind of looks like her. So I think you're 100% right. So maybe I should, what do they call it when you don't rescue it, but you...
Oh, foster.
Foster. Maybe I should
foster.
Yeah.
Yeah, foster is good.
Okay. Lynn?
Sometimes if you foster a pet and somebody else in your family will get attached to it and let you keep it.
Yeah.
But
like my
know
husband.
That if you can't, then it's another good home for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah. It's funny how they come in. Every dog and cat that's lived with me has come through. Like I haven't gone searching. They come to me and feel
wow.
like that's happening. I love the reincarnation part. That's really neat.
Oh, me too. I think
yeah.
that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun.
Marianne,
it's,
you know Ron.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Yes. So, yes, guess what my card says? It says perfect timing. It says this is the perfect timing for the situation you've asked about. Move forward with confidence, exclamation point. Don't delay or hesitate because an energy gateway is presently open for you. Oh, my gosh, I have chills. Have chills. Woo! Conditions are right.
Thanks, Marianne.
Even if you don't feel prepared, rest assured that you are exclamation point. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting chills. This is so wild.
Good.
I love you.
She knows me so well. Marianne knows me so well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marianne. I needed
wow.
that.
Wow, cool. Yes.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
I just love you. You know you. Yes.
That's so much fun.
Yay.
I love that.
Her
we
name
have
is
a question.
Molly.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
That's
nice.
Of course it would be Molly.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? Her name is Molly.
Too much magic
wow.
here. How can you ignore this?
Right.
You've got yourself.
Yeah.
I think you've got a dog coming into your life.
I think so.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Going tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think, and I'll be visiting very soon to meet Molly.
Yes.
That's adorable. Okay, well, everybody could, we have a chat room member right now.
Yeah.
The name is KBosch34. And if we could just give any impressions, just a general reading, anything we're picking up for this person. Just, you know, whatever comes in for
mm-hmm.
you. I'm
well,
going
she's
to look
beautiful.
Up. Yeah.
She's really
yeah,
pretty.
I'm seeing a diamond here. And I feel like it's I want to know
mm-hmm.
the spiritual meaning of the diamond, what that message is bringing. So I'm just popping that into the old Funk and Wagnall here. Of,
yeah.
Okay. Purity, unity, and love. They absorb and amplify energy, both positive and negative. They're also connected to the energy of wealth, and they're helpful in attracting abundance and manifesting. I think that's a really nice energy for you. Pure insight is how the Buddhists interpret the diamond. Cut through delusion. The diamond helps you to cut through the delusions, anything that might be, you know, it's. I feel like there's a somebody for you is not telling the whole truth. I think that's where the diamond's coming in for you. I don't know if that resonates for you, Kabosh. However, I'm going to pass this over to the rest of the team, see what comes in.
This is Linda. I'm feeling sort of a conflict inside you. You are a natural healer. I just want to tell you that right now. I can feel that very strongly. And I also feel that there's times that you need to ground that you don't feel like you can because of what's going on around you. And that allows you to not fully express your healing abilities. So I think you need to do some shielding with some energies that are coming at you that you don't like and continue on grounded and continue to express your healing. Tell in the chat if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. I feel the same. I got the card Archangel Christine, which is accept the Christ lights, act with wisdom and loving compassion. So your guidance is opening up Archangel Christine and allows you to fill other people with light. So in the moment, though, you're kind of conflicted about some things. So you need to, it's saying that you need to clear your crown chakra and let the light in. And then you'll be able to respond whatever the conflict is that's bothering it. Like what Lynn said, somebody's not saying exactly or wanting you to do something that you don't want to do, I think pretty much is what it's saying. And then if you use the Archangel Christine, that'll help you to transform or that help that person to see your way or transform into what you want. You know, to am I making sense? I hope. Anyway, I see a lot of light, a lot around you, and I see that this person could be bringing in a little bit of darkness to you, and you don't know how to act because you're very loving and you spread light and love. So I think you just need to work your magic on this person because they'll come your way. Don't let them overpower you, basically. Marianne? Is Marianne still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't get anything different than Tony. Same thing.
Yeah. Google spiritual meaning of diamond.
Yeah, I was just saying to Kabosh. Yeah, to Google that, the spiritual meaning of diamonds. There's a lot of different stuff that comes up, and you go with what resonates for you. Take those meanings if they're meant for you. But the diamond has a lot of neat info attached to it. So very cool.
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Kabosh. Well, since we've got time, if you have any other questions, we're still here. And if not, we can just carry on. And did anybody on the team want to ask any questions? Since we're all here.
Well, I thought about talking about past lives.
Mm. Yes, always open for that because I think we run into reincarnated beings all the time. So, yeah, Linda, please have at it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it all came up in our group chat today about where we were and where we were born, and I got to thinking, yeah, I was born in Denver, but it took me 15 years to get here. Let me explain. In my previous life, I was in England and part of a society group, but we ladies would get together when the war was starting and try to do a war effort fundraiser and an awareness-raising thing around, you know, tea. And I was married to a foreign correspondent, and he was assigned to go to America. So I was with him, and we had our son, who turned out to be my first husband in this lifetime, and I'll go into that in a bit. But we were in the Orly Airport. I had to research this to find out what the name of the airport was because I didn't know. And we were waiting to get on a plane to go to America. This Orly Airport's in Paris, France, by the way. And all of a sudden, there was this huge white flash, and I was out of my body. I learned later in researching that Orly Airport around that time in 1941 suffered from friendly fire. It was an accident. Oh. But it took me 15 years to get to America from 1941, and I was born in Denver in 1956.
Wow.
But I got here. Very slow flight,
yeah.
But I got here. But the connection with the first husband that was a child, and I can't, he was 4, maybe 3 years old. He turned out to be my first husband in this lifetime. And when we got together, he was very abusive towards me, very jealous, very abusive. I never understood why until long after we were divorced, and then it was revealed to me that he blamed me for losing his life so young.
Wow.
And he wanted revenge.
Ew. So
sometimes you're going to run into people that aren't really friendly towards you or very nice to you, and it may be just the thing they blame you, and they've got to work that out of their system. Of course, they'll later realize that wasn't the right way to do it, but
yeah.
That can happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's inexplicable sometimes. People, they just, no matter what you do, it's just, I don't like you. Or you find you feel the same way. You know, it can go two ways. You know, there's some people that I can't explain why, but they just, either they, get a yuck thing or a yum thing with them, you know, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. But our whole Sacred Embers group, we, a bunch of us, feel like we went down on the Titanic together, not necessarily in the same class level. Like, I know that I remember being in steerage, like way down at the bottom and not amongst the rich people. But I do have a memory of that. And there was a bunch of us that all kind of had that memory. And it's kind of cool. Not to remember an icky death like that, but I know drowning is one of the things that I really try to avoid in this life. I'm an okay swimmer, but I just, you know, I get in trouble really quick in water for no reason. You know, it's like you're buoyant, but like, yikes. But I don't know. Tony and Marianne, do you guys remember anything from, you know, where you've been before?
I do. I think I do. But I feel that it was something to do, and I think I've said this before, something to do with the West and the Wild West with Indians. And either I was an Indian or I was a saloon girl and met Indians. I'm not really sure one of those, but I feel I need to research it like Linda did and really try to figure it out. But that's why I think I'm drawn to living here, because my family is all East Coast, always been East Coasters, and from Italy to Canada to New York, never did anybody ever come out west to like places like Colorado or Wyoming or Utah. You know, they're like, why are you in Utah? I mean, when they come out here, they love it, so they must have some kind of connection here too. But for the longest time, they're like, why are you in Utah? But I feel that my past life has something to do with that, being here, for sure, because I feel safe and happy. Yeah.
Seems to me there's a lot of, I guess you could call them like sacred areas, like portal areas in Utah. I don't know what the words to describe it, but there's places where the energy is like just that much more amped
ley
up.
Ley lines.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, ley lines. Yeah.
And I there's a lot of those in Utah, if I'm not mistaken. But
I feel really close to Indian, their rituals and their healings, and, you know, they're very spiritual. I just feel really close to that. It's
culture,
you know, whether
familiar
I was,
to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very familiar, but I don't know if I was an Indian or just ended up on a reservation somehow, or they helped me in some way that I ended up living with them. But
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
my partner
cool.
Barry feels that way too. He remembers living off the earth, like living in balance with the earth. And he said there was a lot of, and this, my, the guy I live with is a skeptic, like right up to the wazoo, but he has all these psychic experiences. He sees ghosts and stuff. So it's like, it's almost like that guy, I can't remember what book it was, he said, I don't believe in ghosts, and so if I saw one, I would be very frightened.
When I owned him, my husband.
Yeah.
My husband was very skeptical too. But I found out through Jane Borowski not long after he passed that he was glad that we talked about this kind of stuff, or that he heard a lot of the stuff that I talked about, because now he's got a better understanding of it all.
Lovely.
That's crazy.
Lovely. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, it's so neat when we're not afraid of, you know, like, I don't know, we meet people all the time that they're just terrified of, they don't live because they're afraid to die kind of thing, you know? And, instead of...
Marianne,
I
know.
Explore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think Marianne has some, too. She knows what she... Don't you have past life, Marianne?
Yeah. Well, apparently I have one with you and your mom.
Yeah.
When your dad came... Yeah, your dad came through on my reading with Lynn... And I guess I'll have to listen to the reading again. But he said he was able to come through because of the connection in our past lives. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Who's Keith?
Yeah, that's easy.
Who's Keith? Anyone know a Keith on the other side?
I do. I know a Keith.
Yeah, I just wrote the name down, and I don't know. Just for no good reason at all, just to pop in. Is that a family member?
Well, the Keith that I know, I didn't know that he passed. He could have, but he was young when I knew him. And I've been thinking about him lately and what happened to him. I wondered.
Huh.
So that could
cool.
be Keith. Yeah.
Yeah. Lynn, you asked me about a Keith that same reading when Tony's dad came through. So it
okay.
has to do with
God.
Tony's family.
I think so, because, I remember
before.
The name came up twice, didn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
It just came up again? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, I think depending, because I know that you've developed your abilities a lot, Marianne, over the last few years. So, you know, it might just be...
Oh, thank you.
You know, they're persisting because they know at some point they're going to be able to reach either you or Tony, right? Probably both of you at the same time.
Yeah.
See what impressions you get, I guess. And, you know, it's really interesting to watch you two because we've got some levels of teachers here. Linda was the one really, you were like my first, actually, my very first teacher was a lady who used to pick us up after school. She was a school teacher named Miss Edna Green, and we were probably about 11 and 12, and she would take us to her place and show us how the pendulum, she'd show us spiritual stuff, the pendulum and stuff like that, and cards, and how to use a spirit board and all those things. And I realize now she probably would have got arrested in this day and age for doing that. But she wanted to teach us. And I think it's because we had to wait around or something. I can't remember why, but there was about a half an hour of gap time and she filled it by teaching us about spirituality. I thought she was the coolest lady ever. But Linda, you were my first kind of like teacher, mentor person. And then I guess I passed it forward to Marianne and Tony, and now they're doing it for others. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Kind of like assignments. Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
I was an assignment. We're all assignments, and it's really cool. And
I love Linda's story and her dad, especially. I hope he comes and visits me, and we go on a trip. You and Linda.
Ask him to use the same. Yeah, ask him to use the same scent of coffee cake. It's the coolest thing, right?
And not the DVD either.
He might be. Oh, my goodness. The one thing that happens, though, when he comes in with the coffee cake smell, you immediately want to eat coffee cake, and it drives me crazy. I think I may have baked a few times after he was around. it's out there, guys. It's a thought away, and like it's not just some pretty fantasy. Like, it's there to experience. explore and to learn and to connect. Just stay protected, stay grounded. You know, be careful, like dabbling. If get to know what you're doing, and you don't play at it like a dilettante, because you can, you know, you can pull in attachments. And be careful of crime work, because it really does. Whew, I did a few with Jandrake Bakke, and boy, I was like, as Linda described it, you feel like a washing machine that's not in balance, and you're spinning funny, and oh, it's really icky.
Yeah.
So, but you know, kind of arm yourself with education, learn everything you can. You can talk to any of the Sacred Embers people, and you know, any of us are welcome to come to our page and ask a question if you've got it. We just got another message on the chat. Is that Eliza?
Yeah.
Or Eliza's Angels, I mean, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I just got a call from my cousin, and I'm wondering if she got the same call. I'm hoping it's not what I think it is. I just think it's bad news.
Okay.
So that's what I was asking her.
Sorry, that's
I
awful.
Got a
well,
bad feeling about it. Yeah.
Hmm. So well,
I'm hoping it's
I'm
not
sorry,
my uncle,
lovey.
But I think it is. Yeah, no worries. I'm sure something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to wrap up for this week, but it was, I'd love to go around. First of all, I want to mention Angel Answers with some of the Sacred Embers team. I can't remember them all. There's so many on them right now. But DC Love, Mary Hernandez, Jandrake Bakke, Liz Vister, and who's the other one? I'm missing a name. I feel so bad. Catherine, help.
Catherine
Peoples. Okay. My brain is falling out, I tell you. I've got to get out of my warranty's not expired. Okay. So if you want to get in touch with Linda Irwin, how do we do it?
Well, you can find me on Continuum X on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's my handle there. Or you can email me directly. Continuum X, CNUUMX. There's no O in those, no I in there. I got that back in my email back when before they allowed you to have all the letters, numbers. So continuumx, CNUUMX@gmail.com.
UUMX.
Cool. Yeah, and I'm going to, if I can remember, if my brain is still working, I'm going to post your YouTube channel. You know, I can post the Twitter handle too, because it is a funny spelling. I know that. Tony, how can people find you?
Yeah. So I am getting a website up and running, but I don't really visit it that much. But now that I'm going to have more time, I will. And that's TonyTheGoodWitch@wixsite.com. And right now you can get me on the Sacred Embers page or Enter the Light page. Just message me, or on my Facebook page, which is Tony, T-O-N-I, Jorgensen, that ends in a S-E-N. And it's my grandson and I blowing a kiss with, and then the other one is a picture of a core with a bunch of people on it. But I'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. Okay. Marianne, where are you to be found?
Oh, I'm just on Facebook, Marianne Adams.
Very short and sweet, but there she is.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Okay. Yeah. So our absent friends today, well, no, I guess Elizabeth came back in. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Anyway, if you want to find Elizabeth D'Onofrio, it's www.elizabethdonofrio.com. And there's a lot of other information with Elizabeth. She is an actress, an instructor, and a voiceover artist. So she's a multitasker, and she's got a lot of skills up her sleeves, so check her out. Jessica and Jaden weren't able to be with us today, but you can find Jessica on her Facebook page, Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. It's a wonderful page, and check it out if you get a chance.
And YouTube. She's got a YouTube channel now.
She does indeed. Oh, thank you, Tony. I keep forgetting, boy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think you get so much stuff in your head. It's like Homer Simpson's, right? I learned to drink beer and I forgot how to drive. But
No, I'm so happy for her. I hope we can do that someday. She's doing exactly what we need to do. She's a go-getter. You should look at her YouTube channel. It's really good.
Well, you know, Sacred Embers has a YouTube channel.
I know. We need to get going.
It's like herding cats, trying to get groups of people doing stuff together.
It is.
But it's okay. I'll never give up. But I do know, like, it was really hard because everyone was, like, going off in all directions. And that's cool.
Yeah.
And,
we'll
give her another go. Yeah. This time, what is it? Third time's a charm, something like that.
Yeah.
And I also forgot to give the number. The time. Oh, okay. The Angel Answers show is at 7 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday night. So check in with those guys. They're really good. What other shows? The Lighthouse, I think, is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't gotten on there yet. We're still figuring it out because, you know, the hurricane and floods and stuff. So, that's going to be fun. I can't wait to go on there, but... As of now, I don't have a date.
Okay, no problem. It's almost like you can't mention your plans out loud too much because, like, the universe will go, you think so, do you? It's like the mash, the potato masher in the utility drawer, you know, you're not getting out. It's terrible. But all good, you know. I think generally the light is shining upon us, you know, and you may not get what you want, but you get what you need. And that's lovely. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And we also have the Enter the Light page on Facebook. Join us there anytime if you have a question or whatever. And the Sacred Embers website itself is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And you can find the whole team on there. So, wow, you guys... I loved working with you. Thank you so much, every single one of you. That was just beautiful. Linda, I just want to say, and I hope I speak for all of us. I think I do, but you come on anytime you want, you know, jump on. We love having you. It was so cool to work with you again.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm going to be busy through the month of October. I'm involved in a radio drama that's going to be on Spree. And I have two whole lines, and but, you know, any lines are great. It's called The Diabolical Dr. Stein.
The Diabolical
Dr. Stein, modern-day Frankenstein that takes place in an insane asylum.
Wow.
And that's airing on Halloween night.
Spreaker, you've got a body of work. I should actually, I'll get the links and post your stuff because you've been doing this kind of thing. You're a comedian, you're an actress, you're all those wonderful things. In your music too, I should actually get some of your music on our playlist and we can. I still have that CD you sent me and I still listen to it. It sounds like being underwater. Oh, hang on. Okay, so I'm going to put Louie on and say love and light to all of you.
Hey. Love and light.
Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.